this is affecting the market every single day. There's no way around it. And I'm not going in and exposing that. It's already being exposed by FINRA. I'm just giving FINRA a microphone. That's all I'm doing.
Got it. And so what do you think are the regulatory, what do we need to do, regulatory fixes?
The SEC has to become accountable because they're not. Yeah. The SEC knows that there's plenty of this going on, and they've assumed the role of as soon as there's some public outcry, they are just given an initial, oh, don't worry, come here, tell us about the problem, we'll calm it down, and then something else distracts people, and usually these issues die down, and there's no follow-up ever from the SEC. And again, it's because I believe that the system has become completely fraudulent. I believe the people on the inside of the SEC that know something about this are not doing anything because they're paid to not doing anything, And I document.
Well, seriously, I'm going to look into this. I mean, I think we have to take this very seriously, and we'll look into it.
Thank you, Congressman.
Yeah. I really need to stress that I hope you're not just saying that like a lot of other people are saying that, because we are trying to bring this to the front.
Send it to me. Send me an email. Mason has it. Send me an email in five, six bullets of exactly.
I'm just going to send you I have five posts right now at your time, at your leisure. Read those posts. If you have any questions with the posts, please follow up.
Do they have the solutions in there too?
The solution has to be starting with the accountability at the SEC to take charge of this, because I believe a lot of people have lost faith with the SEC.
Got it. What do you think of Gensler?
Yeah, I was actually I just found out about who that person was. I haven't even had time to look them up. Somebody mentioned them to me yesterday, so you're the second person to mention that.
Yeah. Well, let me know your thoughts.
Okay.
Thank you so much for supporting this claim, giving us the time. I will go through and write up those 5 to 6 bullet points, but I really do recommend.
Great.
I do really do recommend going through Austin's excellent.
I'm happy to do that. Happy to do that and take a serious look at it.
And thank you, Austin, for pushing the congressman here. We know of your work, right? We know that you are going to take this seriously. But once again, being able to provide that kind of transparency between this conversation, humongous. Thank you. Is there something that we can answer in terms of questions from the live chat? I don't see a ton of questions from the live chat about what you guys want to hear. But Congressman, is there something that you would like to know from our side?
Well, I will take a look at this, and then let me see what we can do. And I appreciate you raising this, and it's a very serious issue. And I'll discuss it with Mason too, and get his take.
We are expecting this to be the precipice of the largest wealth transfer that has ever happened. And we are wondering if the congressional floor takes it as seriously as this. Have you been hearing? Obviously, Mason is someone who follows the GME and AMC saga. So how much do you know about how AMC and GME have shaken the American economics world, but also the World Economics Forum to its core? And how much do you understand about the potential for a huge transfer of wealth between people who currently own GME and people who are short GME?
Well, I have a basic understanding, but, obviously I'll read these posts and get better briefed.
Does this, how much money is on the line, in your opinion, Austin, so the congressman has an idea of this wealth transfer?
It's an unlimited loss. The downside of a short sale is that if you are wrong and the stock rebounds, you're exposed to as much of a loss as the price of the stock going up. If you invest in a stock that's $40 and you lose 100% of that investment, you're out $40. If you short a stock that's $40 and you're wrong and the stock goes to $400 or $4,000 or $4 million because of a squeeze of this, then you are literally obligated to go out into the market and repay whatever the market price has determined. So for centuries worth of aggregation for funds and money into the hands of the 1%, this presents a huge problem for them. And there's absolutely no way they've covered their short. The data just does not show that they've covered. And so that's why stocks like GameStop and AMC present such a huge threat for them and to this whole system in general.
And that's, and just to add on to that, is the idea of synthetic shorts. I'm seeing that people are wanting to understand and bring this to your attention, Congressman. The idea that you can, based on the regulations in the system, take a share of a stock that doesn't belong to anybody, but only with the promise of being able to find someone that it belongs to later. It's the same as stealing someone's car keys and saying, I have a plausible likelihood to be able to return these car keys in the future.
Yeah. Well, and all of this is explained in your blog post about how they're
I expose. So with GameStop, you have it's more of an assumption, like not an assumption. I don't want to say that word at all. It's 100% legit thing that's happening. The hedge funds shorted more than 100% of GameStop shares. They have not repurchased shares. They've not had to. The DTC right now is passing rules that are requiring these hedge funds that have large short positions to start making daily deposits to them, because they know that they cannot pay them back. And they are about to propose the final, or about to rule on the final proposal, which will allow them to make a margin call and have those funds go out this within an hour and cover their shorts, because they know it's extremely leveraged. I believe that the amount of failure to limber shares is within the trillions. I believe it's a much bigger problem, because people are selling more shares than possibly exist, and we know we have proof of that. So my posts are going into the depths and the desperation of these fraudulent activities on behalf of Citadel to keep this under wraps.
Sorry for the interruption, Congressman.
Well, I will look at the posts and I will see what action we can take.
Thank you.
And the action really is just spreading that word. I mean, I believe I've done a really good job of stating the case. And it's a matter of just saying, hey, have you read this? Have you seen this? And getting it to the people that can do something, getting it to the accountants and to the lawyers that see the points that I'm trying to make. So that.
Hold on. Hold on just a second here. Welcome to the Opochli podcast experience. I am your host. And welcome. Today is Friday, April 9th, 2021. Oh man, I'm so exhausted, but not really. I'm kind of happy today because it's Friday, and I thought yesterday was Friday, and I was wrong. And when it hit me, I was a little disappointed, but you know, one good thing, I am running late today. I don't care, you know, everyone's slacking. And you guys are taking time off. The grizzled vets are taking time off. So why can't I be, you know, an hour late? Whatever, like, big deal. Like, I'll do more work in the limited time that I'm at in the office than a lot of the staff. So, you know, that's why I really don't care. You know, they can fire me, but I have a leverage because I know I produce over 25%. And that's a conservative number of our team's production. Because, you know, my teammates like these hedge funders are creating shorts in our ticketing system. You know, they're creating counterfeit tickets, and they are, you know, hitting their quotas and, you know, profiting off of these fake counterfeit tickets. A good example of this is there was this lady who put in about three tickets, three different issues, right? They should have all have gone to me, you know, according to the rules that these guys set. But for some reason, I have a theory that, but whatever. I think there's an asshole, you know, that what this asshole's done, because I've caught him, You know, for example, there was a ticket where someone wanted a monitor. So he asked me to do it, right? And my dumb ass did it. You know, I walked my fat ass downstairs. I grabbed a fucking 32-inch display. You know, but before I did that, I went on my fucking computer, went to FedEx, typed in that user's address and information, printed it out. You know, this is not like, it's not, doesn't happen with the snap of the fingers, right? You type in that information, print out the label, then I walk my fat ass downstairs, grab that fucking 20-pound monitor, slap the label on it, and set it on the table for FedEx to pick up later in the day. So, you know, for that, I had one ticket, aka one share, and I closed it out and got full value out of that, right? I actually did the work and the company got full value out of that ticket. However, these schemers, you know, they know that if email is sent to a certain IT support at company.com email address, that it's going to automatically create a ticket, you know, even if it's a response to the original ticket. Like, the system is not smart enough to recognize, hey, there's already a ticket open for this, don't create a new ticket, right? It might be smart enough, but I know our people on our team aren't smart enough to fix the problem, and I don't think we have time to escalate it to the I don't think it's a major concern as you know, like, I don't think they think of it as a major concern. Of course, I know it's a major concern because people are inflating their numbers with this tactic, you know, but they're not actually doing the work, right? Like, so in my example earlier, this guy, he also closed the ticket. So according to the books, both me and him closed the ticket, but only one of us did the work. And in this other scenario, he ended up not giving a ticket to himself, but he gave it to another colleague, knowing that it was the same ticket, same issue, or same person, right? Like, okay, so there are different issues, but obviously whoever gets to that person first is gonna actually gonna have to deal with both of the issues. It's not like I'm gonna fix one issue. And this is what some of these guys might do, right? They'll fix whatever issue the ticket says, and then they'll be like, okay, now you have to deal with this other asshole for your other ticket. But, you know, and I don't know, maybe I'm thinking too deep into this. I think that this asshole was basically like, you know, so he's still fucking me over, but he, it's to a different degree, right? It's not directly, you know, he's distancing himself from the actual crime. Which was not doing his fucking job properly either. He was being malicious, trying to, you know, he has so much extra fucking time in his hands that he thought of a way to fucking just screw me over. Or he is just a dumbass and he doesn't realize how to actually do his job. So, you know, I don't see why these assholes assign tickets, you know, if they don't do it fairly, if they don't analyze the situation, you know, they don't look for trends, patterns. You know, I'm a pro. I'm not, you know, I'm not gonna even sugarcoat it. I've done this long enough, you know, that I can do it in my sleep. Like, I dream in what I do, in my profession, and it's not like I like it or anything. It's just the reality of the situation. But anyways, I don't know why I went to that spiel, but it kind of relates to, you know, what's going on with GameStop. There's all these artificial shares. There's all these fake counterfeit shares that eventually are going to have to be bought back. And the shorters are going to get the short end of the stick, for lack of a better term. I'm here at getting my lunch. So, I'm going to put a pause on this, give me a second. All right. Now that we got that over with, I guess I can wrap up the show. I don't want to talk about the assholes that are actually not even working there on quote-unquote vacation after being sick. You know, it's just so funny how they don't even, like, follow the COVID rules that were, you know, we were basically following for the last year, right? Like, you're sick, you're not supposed to be in the office the next day, you know? So either you're lying or you're breaking the rules, right? So you're either, you're sick and you're supposed to stay home because of our company's COVID safety protocols, or you're fucking lying and you weren't actually sick. So you come back for one day, sit around and lounge around the office like it's a fucking retirement home for fucking 8 hours, and then you fucking go home. You know, like, you know, I was fucking busy yesterday. It was fucking his, like, there was one of the guys on call shifts that complains all the time. And, man, all you would hear is just bitching about being on call. Like, so they think since they're on call, they're not going to do anything else, right? So their tickets just sat there, you know, getting stale. And, you know, while he complained about the one thing he had to do, which all of us have to do at some point, like, you know, I had to deal with it a lot last week. You know, I had to work shifts for other guys that I didn't anticipate having to work. So it was a fucking, it wasn't the funnest thing for me to do, but I did it, you know, and that's what everyone has to do. And for him, you know, what's the fucking deal? Like, you know, you just bitch about it, you complain, and then you don't end up fucking doing the work. Like, you get two, and you're overwhelmed. Like, hey, can somebody take this? Can somebody take this from me? I wasn't going to take it. I let the other dumbasses help him out. But, you know, I've had to do it. You know, I've had to take 3, 4, 5, 6, up to 7 in a row at the same time. And I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to fucking do? You know, but I fucking did it. And no one else helped. I asked for help, you know, and I had 7 requests come in back to back. I knew I couldn't handle it, you know, and somehow I managed it all. It took a lot of persuasion and a little luck from people who were done with their shift. But I handled every single one of those all by myself. And that was not something, you know, that this guy was able to do, you know. Okay, I'm not gonna, okay, it was a little busy, don't get me wrong, on his shift, but, you know, it's hit or miss, you know, it could be whatever. But the fact that he couldn't juggle 2 things at once was really telling, you know. And I think he can, he just doesn't want to. And he said something yesterday, you know, he said he's already given the company his left and his right. Like, he's given his company his nutsack, his entire scrotum, his left ball and his right ball, and there's nothing more he has to give to the company. But obviously there's a lot more the company can give him, right? So he's just entitled to just sit around, lounge around all day, bitch and cause toxicity in the office to the point where no one wants to work there. You have these two new people, they're already toxic as fuck. You've already intoxicated your 2 newest people because of this toxic environment. These old boomers that should retire, and they're not retiring for one reason or the other, because they feel like the company still owes them something, and like they said yesterday, they have nothing more to give. But I don't know why I keep going in on this. It was just kind of annoying, just because I would like to take a day off. You know, I'm at 100 hours for this week, for this work week, for the, you know, this 2-week pay period. You know, I put in a lot of hours. You know, I might be late, but I do a lot of work. I produce a lot of the numbers, and they're not fake. You know, I'm not, you know, obviously there's some percentage of tickets that are created erroneously, and they're fake tickets, just like fake stocks, you know. And you know, someone's gonna have to close them. Each of us, you know, are probably closing a small percentage of our our tickets as are fake, right? But what these guys are doing is making it so a high percentage of their tickets are counterfeit, you know, and they're still getting their quota with that, you know, and there's not much value, you know, it's just not very, I don't know, there's a lot of politics in play, I would imagine, when you've worked in a company for the last 20 years, and you feel that they owe you something, and you met all these people, and yada yada. Why am I still talking about this? This is so annoying. Let me try to wrap this up, because I'm almost even at work, and I kind of wanted to listen to something before I started my shift. But anyways, the Utah Jazz beat the Portland Trail Blazers. Dame time, more like lame time. Why didn't Dame step it up in the fourth? You know, the Weaver State boy. It's a shame. It was a good match from the beginning. I didn't watch the entire game. I just watched bits and pieces there. But before the second half, the bits and pieces I was watching, you know, it was a good game. It was a close game, and they match up well. But the Jazz just had too much firepower at the end, and I don't know what it is about the Suns, but man, did they embarrass the Jazz, you know, and Suns fans, man, they were talking shit the whole match, and then at the end, you know, they were good sports about it, but whatever that means. Well, happy Friday. Happy, what else is going on? I'm trying to think. Nope, can't think of anything, but it's the weekend. It's good to be in overtime. You know, every hour I put in today will be paid back to me at a 50% increase. Time and a half. Gotta love overtime. When do the Jazz play next? Who knows? But I'm excited for this weekend. I have some big things planned. Maybe I'll get some extra income. I have money on my mind. I think I'm going to do some spring cleaning, some cleaning up in my life, and, you know, some more money to play with. Let's see what happens. Oh, man. Oh, I keep passing my time, so I'm gonna keep this going for one more minute, I guess, or a couple more seconds. What else can we talk about? I'm really drawing blanks. Like, I didn't get much sleep. But yeah, if you guys could check out my YouTube channel, Apochley, youtube.com/c/Apochley, I think. Channel, yeah, something like that. Anyways, love you guys. Bye.